South Australia's historic Royal Commission into Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence is set to release its final report in mid-August. But in the wake of SA's budget announcement, experts say more funding is required to respond to the state's escalating crisis immediately, with current reports revealing 30% of calls to domestic violence crisis lines remain unanswered. The state government pledged $26.1 million over 5 years and $5.7 million over 2 years for specialist domestic, family and sexual violence services, telling media they will wait to allocate finance in response to the Royal Commission recommendations later this year. I spoke with Mary Leaker, General Manager of Embolden, to hear more on their reaction and hopes for the state's first Royal Commission into domestic violence.
The funding announcements in the recent South Australian state budget don't increase or expand services for South Australians experiencing violence. It really is about maintaining the current service level. And we understand that the state government is looking to the recommendations from the Royal Commission into Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence, which will now be delivered on the 18th of August. The reality is there are South Australians, you know, experiencing and escaping violence right now who may just not get the help they need. We need an urgent injection of funding, particularly into our crisis domestic and family violence services. We wanted to see the state budget respond to that need in the community, and we didn't see that.
You did describe this as a maintenance budget. So how is this investment comparing, do you think, in terms of the, like, to the current trend or the escalation? Can you paint a picture for that?
We, at certain periods of this year, we've really seen an unprecedented demand for crisis domestic and family violence services. We think that the increased attention on domestic and family violence, both nationally and within South Australia, is one of the factors that's driving that increased demand for services. We have a statewide domestic violence crisis line, which is one of the principal gateways into services. At times this year, we've seen one third of the calls to that crisis line going unanswered, despite recent staffing increases. We've also seen a really significant increase in the number of women and families placed in emergency accommodations such as hotels and motels. Again, you know, a state budget that maintains the current level of service provision is not meeting that increase in demand. And so women and families are in increasing numbers being in this really unsuitable accommodation and staying in that accommodation longer because of the broader context of the housing crisis. We've seen a state budget that really doesn't match the need in the community.
Can you tell me what some of the impacts are, I guess, in terms of immediately, but also to the broader crisis in the state and the flow-on effects there?
I think from the perspective of victim survivors, if at the point where people experiencing an escape and attempting to escape violence reach out for help, to not get the response that they need means victim survivors, A, there's an impact on their, potentially an impact on their safety, but also their trust in that the system will be able to help and support them. Certainly, you know, my message for victim survivors is in the South Australian context, if they call the domestic violence crisis line and their call is not answered, the team will endeavour to get back to them as soon as possible. So one thing I really want to emphasise is we don't want the discussions around the pressure on the sector to dissuade anyone who needs help from contacting service. We want to encourage anyone who needs help to reach out to services. One of the challenges at the moment is, you know, we're seeing that increased demand and an increased number of women and families placed in that emergency, you know, unsuitable hotel and motel accommodation. Because our system is underfunded and under-resourced right across a range of contexts, including safe and secure short-term accommodation through to suitable longer-term accommodation, it means that we have system blockages right across the way and women and families aren't able to exit that unsuitable crisis accommodation.
The Royal Commission into Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence, as you mentioned, the five areas that it's set to focus on. So I'm aware that's now handed down in August, and the state government have said in response to their recent budget that they'll wait to revise recommendations before allocating funds. What's your reaction to this aspect?
Look, we understand that it makes sense for the Royal Commission to drive investment in the state. So, as I said, we're looking forward to a really positive and active response from the state government to those recommendations. Again, our point would be it's not mutually exclusive. Waiting to for the recommendations of the Royal Commission to drive broader investment in the longer term doesn't mean that the state government can't respond to the urgent demand for crisis domestic and family violence services right now. And we've also seen significant increases in the demand for crisis sexual violence services as well. They're not mutually exclusive. We would call on the state government to respond to that urgent demand.
Mary Leaker, General Manager of Embolden, speaking with me. If you or someone you know is struggling with domestic violence, help is available. Call 1-800-RESPECT, that's 1-800-737-732, or 13 Yarn on 13 9276.